Hello and welcome to another edition of the Lincoln Visits podcast. I am Derek Bombeck, the director of sports with Visit Lincoln, and we are here in the AOI podcast studio. And today, you guessed it, we are going to talk sports with a little bit of a twist. Today, I'm joined by Eric Olson, who is the new assistant athletic director for the University of Nebraska for special events. Eric, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Honored to be here.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I got to know Eric a little bit in months past because I was asked to be on the hiring committee for his position. So just getting to know him and his family and his wife and new child has been a pleasure, and we're excited to have you here. But so you are brand new to this role at Nebraska. You've joined the Husker Athletic Department in August, so you're fresh to Lincoln. But your background in doing events and facilities-related improvements, you've been places like Lee, Syracuse, and Arkansas. Why was it time for you to come to Nebraska?
Yeah, it's a great first question. Thanks, Derek. Nebraska, it's twofold. There's a couple different things there. First and foremost, you know, I was looking for a chance to develop my career, to advance my career in college athletics. I have certain goals that I want to achieve and aspirations. And so really in college athletics, sometimes you do have to move to the next spot to get up in the industry. And so that was one of the biggest things. At my past experiences working, as you mentioned, at Lehigh, at Syracuse, and also at Arkansas, I had a lot of special event experience. And so managing these non-athletic events, understanding the importance of them to the bottom line for the department, I think that I had a really unique unique skill set and a unique experience and background to bring to Nebraska. And Clark McLean, who's on the event management staff, he and I had been connections in the past, and we were just talking. He was like, you know, we're starting up a special events unit. And I was like, no way, really? And so, next thing you know, one thing happens after another, and here I am. So it was just a really cool way that things worked out. Everything happens for a reason, I like to say. Also Nebraska's in the middle of America. It's within driving distance to so many different areas within the United States. So geographically speaking, it's really an incredible place for special events. So we have a great reach all over. And so it's very exciting to kind of come here and start up something fresh from the ground up.
You just gave a great pitch on why I sell Lincoln, a central location. So if it doesn't work out for you at the Nebraska Athletic Department, there's always a role here for you at Visit Lincoln. So you've been doing this for nearly a decade. How has the landscape changed in your mind? And how does the role in the athletic department in such spaces as using stadiums and arenas now for hosting more entertainment events and not sporting events, how does that affect your new current position?
Yeah, I think that there's an opportunity there, right? I mean, these facilities are beautiful, gorgeous facilities. Every college athletics department is equipped with, especially at the Division I, Power 4, Power 5 level, is equipped with beautiful facilities. And oftentimes, they're just sitting dormant unless they're having a home athletic contest or practices in them. And so this has always kind of been a thing that's kind of just been, I would say, not an issue, but just something that's been the case. And now, obviously, with the college athletics landscape changing, NIL revenue sharing that just passed, I think back here in June of 2025, a couple of months ago, these players are getting paid now, and so we have to figure out a way to foot that bill and that new deficit in the budget. And so, athletics departments are looking around like, hey, how do we make some extra money? And so I think the biggest thing that a lot of folks are turning to is special events and hosting large scale events in their facilities, because not only does it help feed the bottom line, but it also gives incredible community opportunities for people and the people of Lincoln or whatever community that you're in to come out and have a great time. And so it's kind of a two-prong benefit there, I would say, to open these doors up to these special events. So definitely exciting stuff. And I think that's why Obviously Clark had the plug for me, internally, but I think that's why my experience and background, allowed me to really be the leading candidate for this role, was because I had that experience. I knew the vision. I understood, the assignment, as they say. Yeah. And so, you know, that was something that, really fired me up about this position.
Yeah. I know there was a lot of athletic departments that were already running special event programs, and Nebraska might've been a little bit behind the eight ball in catching up, but as Troy Dan said it best, we are open for business now. So
right.
Like you said, trying to find any avenue to help make an extra dollar to help keep the University of Nebraska at the leading edge of not only the Big Ten Conference, but all programs across the country. So Nebraska has had a few performances, like such as Garth Brooks and others in Memorial Stadium in recent memory. There has been a space for many years that people didn't consider, like, venues like the Memorial Stadium or the Bob Devaney Sports Center to be used for these types of events. So how are you trying to change the perception, and maybe what message do you have for other sporting events, other entertainment events, other meeting planners and associations to say, hey, university facilities are now hosting them?
I don't think it's really changing the perception. I think people are excited about this. I mean, I think people hear about this. People hear about potential concerts or areas to do conventions or conferences. They get excited. You know, hey, if I'm a business right here in the heart of Lincoln, I understand that I can host a private reception or private banquet in one of the spaces in Memorial Stadium. That's exciting. So I think it's just making people aware. It's bringing awareness that, hey, we're here. We're quote unquote open for business. And I think it's just making folks know that this is an option, and we have to do it the right way, I think, which is important. And I've kind of been preaching that since day one, is we've got to kind of walk before we can run. And so that means, you know, really getting good policies and procedures in place, making sure our rates align with the market value in our region, but also nationally, you know, making sure that we have a good all of our, you know, T's crossed and our I's dotted to make sure that we have a good professional system in place, because it's been happening here. Like, there have been some rentals going on here in the athletics department, but it's not really been professionalized with an attention to detail. And so from start to finish, we want to make sure that we have that, we call it a driveway to driveway experience. So by the time that you leave your driveway to come here for the initial on-site meeting and back, and then back again for the actual event itself, and then back to your house, we want to make sure that every little piece in between is thought of and executed well. And so that's just the little things that we think about. It's attention to detail. It's just making sure that the experience is as professional as possible. And I think that's why they brought us here.
That's awesome. That kind of segues into the next question. But for those people that don't know, you are a team of two right now.
Correct.
With obviously the support of an entire athletic department behind you, because they want this program to be such a huge success. But, you know, not every event is going to be a Garth Brooks concert in Memorial Stadium. You know, you have some of those smaller meeting planners, those associations, and more unique events that want maybe a unique venue, a unique space. So I know you're new and you're still maybe learning all of the facilities you have, but like, how can some of these smaller organizations, you know, feel at home, or like you said, get that personal attention if they host an event at the athletic department?
Yeah, I mean, we have a wide variety of different facilities that we are able to rent out, and we're still actually learning about what we can and what we can't as well. We've got a couple of brand new facilities that just opened up that we're still vetting the processes and procedures related to being able to rent those facilities. We obviously have beautiful spaces within Memorial Stadium, within Devaney. We obviously have full stadium rentals if you want to potentially rent out the softball stadium or the soccer pitch. You know, I think the possibilities are endless here, and I think everything is on the table. I think we're willing to have a conversation about any and everything that wants to come our way. Whether or not we can make it happen tomorrow, it might be a different story. I want to be perfectly clear that our facilities are primarily for Husker athletes, number one, first and foremost. And the Big Ten Conference events, our regular season events, our out-of-season events, and then you start to get into the special event world. So make no mistake about it, we are here because of the student-athletes. They're our number one priority. But, of course, when those facilities are not in use, that's when we get to roll up our sleeves and get to work. And so I think it's just one of those things where if you have a question, concern, comment about potentially doing your event with us, feel free to reach out. Our emails, our inboxes are always open, and we want to hear from the people of Lincoln.
That's awesome. Like I said, So in, you know, obviously a month or two in right now, you know, what are the biggest challenges you see on trying to get people to understand that they can, you know, have discussions as far as running the facilities, but also maybe this is just your platform to, you know, how can you guys like make the event unique? Like what can people do? I mean, do you obviously have on-site catering at the athletic department? Do they have to do that? What opportunities are available just, or what obstacles have you seen so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, making sure that our people internally in the athletics department are on the same page related to understanding that this is a priority and one of the initiatives that Troy's preaching. But also, you know, just, you know, having the folks externally understand what the different options are and what they can do to make their event successful. So, I mean, little things like, you know, having a really good professional catering touch, like you mentioned, Derek, you know, making sure that the catering department, which is Aramark now in the stadium and in all of our athletic facilities, making sure that they have a great presentation, and which they do. They do a phenomenal job, and they'll be able to cater quite literally to whatever you want. You know, we've got different options like being able to put certain messaging up on the video boards and the ribbon boards. We've got different, tour packages that folks are going to be able to add on to their event. So say, you know, the event is happening and you want a little break in the action to mix it up. You go from the welcome mixer reception to, okay, now it's tour time. And then you finish up with a dinner in the club or whatever. Yeah. You know, weddings, you might be able to do a welcome reception in one club, transition down to the reception, you know, in a different club, a different space, you know, weddings themselves, you know, I don't think we've done a wedding yet. I might be wrong by saying that, but an actual wedding itself, you know, potentially could be doing that right here in Memorial Stadium. So the possibilities are endless. You know, we're still learning all the different things that we can roll out. At my prior job at Arkansas, we had a bunch of different things that we were able to roll out for our clients, and different options they could kind of choose from a la carte.
Yeah.
But I think right now we're still kind of rolling those out. Those are still being solidified. And once those get fully vetted, they will be on our website, to be able to, so folks can see all the different things they can do.
Well, it sounds like the sky's the limit, and you're just kind of scratching the surface on what you have done and what could possibly be done for Nebraska Athletic Department events. So thank you for coming on the show today, and good luck to you and Casey moving forward with all these events. But for those that are interested in booking a private event in the heart of Husker Nation, you can scan the QR code and to inquire about more events that's on the screen now. So thanks for joining us today, Eric. For more Lincoln Visits podcast, head to the website at lcoc.com, or you can join us at Apple and Spotify. I am Derek Bombeck, and we are heading out from the AOI podcast studio. Thanks.